Right, guys, so how do we ask, believe, and receive? Now, speaking when it comes to law of attraction, and I'm making like a very simple formula that you have to just ask, believe, and receive. And many of us might say, you know what, I do it, I already do it, and why am I not getting what I want? Now, coming from my studies and lots of research, I've come to know that asking and believing and receiving, it's a lot deeper than we think. Now, these three elements work in the way on how are you doing each step. Now, when you ask, are you asking in a way of that you already have it? I know it sounds crazy, but trust me, that's how it works. So you have to ask in the way that you already have it. When it comes to belief, that you have no doubt that no matter what, you're going to achieve what you want. And then what? You just let go and just wait for it to come up. So when it doesn't, I know sometimes you might say, you know what, I've done that and it hasn't happened. So how do we maintain that feeling? I mean, like, how do we actually compromise the fact that we are asking, believing, and receiving? Well, the best way to do that is always telling yourself that if not that, then something better is going to come up. And trust me, 99 times out of my life, that's always happened. Actually, I could say 100%, because sometimes when something is not meant to happen, it can be a blessing in disguise. And we have to really assess how are we feeling when we are asking, believing, or receiving. So the biggest key is, what is your vibration? What is your frequency? And what Nikola Tesla said is, energies are, and you can manifest anything if your energies are vibrating and frictional. So it's how you are feeling those frequencies. How are you vibrating that energy? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling bad? Are you feeling negative? Are you feeling fed up? So all these things create resistance. So to stop the resistance and get what you want, start feeling like you already have it. And trust me, your mind and reality cannot tell the difference, and then it will appear in front of you. Have a great day.